Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. We find out whether the group lives or dies.
We died. Sorry, come back.
Unfortunately, the salted elf and Lady Corlin lie on the ground at death's door with poison gagging them.
Can I do my thing?
Thrain and Hogar choking on the poison fumes. And Tilda, in a desperate plea, tried to get to the dragon's attention, who turns to her.
Okay, while they're doing that, I'm going to do a healing burst.
What's this thing at the high
Channel
by
divinity.
Okay. Blood.
I still don't see how we can convince it to leave.
Okay.
We can try.
What goals you had to offer, little one?
And you notice that he sees you
seven
right in the bush.
Seven hit points to you.
Seven hit points.
8 hit points to you.
Okay. Well, for the dead folks, it'll bring you up to 1.
1 hit point for me. All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
I will give you every gold piece I have if you would spare my friends.
And show me your shiny gold coins.
I show him 200.
Oh my god!
98 gold pieces.
I feel uncomfortable about this.
Oh, Tilda.
I like you.
It's all I have in the world.
You have one thing else.
Me.
You're pretty hot.
Yes.
I don't like this.
You have honey biscuits. Throw honey biscuits.
Honey biscuits. I'm touching the axe.
if you will spare my friends, I'll serve you.
Tilda!
You shall become my vassal.
If you'll let me live.
What word do I... proof do I have you would do this thing for?
Oh my god. I just gave you all my gold! Do you know how important that is to me?
And as soon as you say that, it has this like glint in its eye, like
my young life.
She's cute. She's slender. She's into money.
Do you know how many people we killed for this? We are murderers. These hands are the hands of a murderer.
We killed a king and owlbears! Owlbears!
They're super hard to kill, seriously.
I love the taste of owlbear flesh.
You guys are going to get along great.
Oh my god.
Come into my home.
And he basically flies and he's crawling back in the hole and he's...
And bring that elf. He's amusing.
Oh, he likes you.
Yeah. The rest of your rabble may disperse.
We'll find a way, Galen. We'll find a way. We're still alive.
How else was I going to save you?
I appreciate it, but I don't see how we can get this beast to leave.
Well, obviously, us dying isn't going to help.
That's okay. Are you going to follow into the hut?
You.
Okay, Sultan is back on his feet, just barely.
Actually, I have 5 hit points right now, so I'm going to walk, propping myself on my staff.
Okay.
Sultan.
Okay, the door leads into the cottage.
She's going to serve him.
And several arrow-slit windows are visible in the tower.
I'm just going to fight it. I'm not okay with this.
You can't help but notice the now eerie
quiet. You're going to find that can't be killed.
Or
and strange smell in the air inside here. Basically, you recognize it's a thinned-out version of the poison smell. It's its regular excrement.
I can't go in there.
You can come in there.
It's too noxious.
You can see...
Throw a scarf.
And you just, as you say that,
I'm gonna use Mage Hand to pinch her nose.
As you say that, you just feel the entire tower and cottage rumble. Enter, vassal.
They're going to kill it at some point. Kill it in the face.
You notice both you and Sultan as you come in. Notice the corpses of two hideous giant spiders sprawled near the edge of the pathway. Dragged down there, their bloated bodies puckered and blistered, what appears to be mauled by a large animal. It's not hard to guess who it is.
I use Mage Hand to try to move it out of the way.
You can, yeah. Okay, so while they're entering, what are you guys doing?
I'm up to 9 hit points. Thrain appears to be quite distressed.
I'm distressed as well.
Galen is distressed.
Remember, you guys did kill a spider in here, so you know it's fairly empty, you think, still.
And apparently...
Just to let you know, I'm not the most honest person. Just because I say I'm going to serve him doesn't mean I'm going to actually do it.
And we know the spiders are getting into this place
somehow. If I barely contain my rage!
Or they were there when the dragon showed up.
I think
up.
I'll take my companions who are alive and not in with the dragon, and I will herd them to a quieter location behind walls.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Going into this ruin here?
Yeah,
or do you want to go into the druid's ruins?
Oh, yeah, the druid's really going to appreciate us.
Well, he's not. You saw no sign of life in that building.
Oh, all right, we'll go to the druid's rooms. Perhaps the druid's...
You know it has some supplies in there.
Yeah, the tea was delightful.
I'm plucking him from
this
the
went super badly.
Okay.
It could have gone much worse. We could be dead.
And as you guys enter this, as they're dragging off, you know, everybody's arm together, going off of, what did we do? What did we do?
You're the most hurt, right? That's physically around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was normally
inside the tower, Sultan and...
Dude, that's terrible. Wow.
Tilda.
Yeah.
As you walk in, the first thing you notice besides the large dragon nestling himself down...
Nine.
Another
is the fact that their inside seems very still together with heavy wooden frames. There's little stairs that go only halfway up because someone's destroyed them.
Thank
it looks like the dragon
to
prevent anyone from getting to the very top.
Kitty.
You notice a pile of hundreds of coins. Gold and silver and something that catches both your eyes is these silver goblets set with stones that look just beautiful craftsmanship.
Wow. Probably elf.
And you even notice a few scroll cases.
Dragons don't need scrolls.
Oh my goodness.
Elves do.
And the dragon just looks at you. And he glares from you to the salted elf and...
I'm glad the elf still breathes air. You, elf, amuse me. Go into the other room and grab one of those spider corpses and make more gold appear from nowhere.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
From your wallet.
Okay.
And he looks at you and deposits your gold bag on his pile of gold. And you see him sort of spreading out and counting the coins.
It's important it's even. Has to be even.
Oh,
it's a good thing
I
didn't lie about the actual number of gold pieces.
I know what I'm going to do.
You lied?
No, I didn't.
Said, okay.
It's a good thing I didn't.
Great idea.
Although I didn't offer up the silver or the copper. Of course,
so
that's minuscule. Minuscule.
We'll try not to.
I converted most of mine.
Vassal, why have your interloping friends and you come here?
They only wanted you to leave.
Why would I
this
leave?
Is my friend's home.
No one lived here except for the undead when I arrived.
See, that's my
what
point
she's
before.
Trying to fix.
Only recently have humans come into the area.
No. She was here when she was very young. And then there was, like, this natural disaster. And, well, so they had to play. So now she's big enough to come back and try and fix things.
So, okay.
Interesting.
My idea is I took 20 gold, put it in a pouch, zipped it up.
20 of the dragon's gold? Or
no, my gold.
Okay.
Cut open a spider. We'll try not to throw up.
Okay. Well, there's holes in there, so you
can... tossed one in.
Okay.
Mei-chan, I'm going to move it. I'm going to throw it to the ground. And then be like...
Pick it up and shake it like
and,
a...
And then I'd be like, I can't find what's... Oh, wait. Mei-chan, pull out gold.
Woo! Okay.
Oh, wait. And then prestidigitation, make the gold shiny.
But tell him you can only do it once every 20 days.
Well, he's done it twice today.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's why you can only do twice a day. Then you have to wait 20 days or more.
Well, what you could say is, I can't do so much gold so quickly. It takes time for that to recharge. I only have so many coins.
Be careful being deceptive, because you're going to have to roll a deception.
Oh, true. Yes.
Yeah,
that's
no,
right.
No. And they're very persuasive.
Yeah.
So
he's very persistent.
I think he understands that it's a magic trick.
But he's a mew. You
yeah,
notice
it's a joke. I mean, when you're watching
him, and he stomps his pile of gold, and you see coins.
And you see Tilda bounce up and down.
So I throw the spider. Matt, I say, "What's that? I can't find it." Then Mei-chan, pull out the gold prestidigitation, make it shiny.
Lens flare. Oh, it's a Michael Bay episode.
Explosion behind me. Trying to cover. Jumps over.
Lens flare in the total darkness.
We could use a transformer. There's Optimus Prime when we need him.
Better than a Ninja Turtle. Oh,
okay, God. And he's definitely amused with this.
Venomous Prime?
As yes. He turns back to Tilda.
Why should I leave this place? Look at all this beautiful gold I found in the surrounding area.
Yeah, well, there's
I
no...
I love gold.
Yeah, gold is awfully pretty.
There's more gold to be had over the next mountain over.
Great dragon.
Yeah, but there's actually more gold in Neverwinter. Lots more.
I know, that's why I want to be close to that place.
You could be closer.
May I ask a question?
I want to be far enough that I have seclusion and safety.
Do you have, as I've heard, great dragons? You have a cult, of course.
I do not, but there are some humans that have moved into the area that seem to be leaving gifts to curry my favor.
Hmm. Well, if we could quickly go and recruit
them
if you want.
Brave enough to actually go up and meet you?
Yeah,
well,
we did that.
Some favor.
They're like, but well, it's like meeting someone you really like your celebrity.
Like,
oh
my god! Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh my god, don't mess it up.
The first one was a little annoying, so I decided to give him a taste of my power.
That's a lot to taste.
I figure I'll wait till one of them come together as a brave leader. And he will go forth and get gold from across the land for me.
May I suggest?
Much like I plan for both of you to do.
But if the reason they're not coming to you is because of your greatness and your might, it would be easier if two lesser creatures went to them as representatives of you or your...
Awesomeness.
Your...
Might?
Majesty. To convince them to serve you.
I like your thoughts. Elves were always an intelligent race.
They could always sing him on the banshee.
Dragon banshee fight! We sell tickets. 5 gold each. We make up her money.
Well, then we make up for the hoard.
Beautiful gold.
Vassal, I shall find you a way to make more gold.
Yeah, for you.
I will reward the worthy. And he flicks a coin towards you.
And I catch it.
Okay, it's a lectern piece. I shall reward good service for you, both you and the elf. Tell me of how you could get me gold from the surrounding area.
Well, first, I would start with recruiting the cult. We would go at night and show your magnificence, go to them, tell them that you demand them to not only give you gifts, but to serve, to not spend time, to not waste your time.
Excellent. How would you use them to be served?
They make great appetizers, don't they?
You would send them out to the cities to collect gold. You wouldn't even need to attack at first. Just have them collect gold and bring it back to you.
A dragon tax.
Dangerous. Much as I was planning on having you go out and collect gold for me from nearby ruins.
Well, actually, yeah, you could just... You could, theoretically, if you had, you know, go-betweens, you could charge, say, hey, I won't destroy your town or this type of thing if you pay me.
Yes, a great...
And he looks at you
a
like...
A great king.
Oh my god, I've never thought of that.
A great king needs vassals.
He doesn't have to do it there.
A great king needs vassals. Yes, a dragon tax for protection. Who would dare try to destroy this town when they know that the great Venom Fang protects it?
That's not a bad deal.
And if more people move into Thunder Tree, if they're not there, he can, you know, that's another town to tax.
Hey, and that cult could actually build you better, proper, not so shabby.
Say, on a verdant mountain somewhere?
You could...
Just say.
You could recreate, you could have your cult build up this town back, get visitors in this turbulent times of orcs invading.
Of course, it will take time to set up the infrastructure.
It would.
You're not there, Carrie. You're not there. They have a completely different goal than you do.
It's like it'll take a little while to set up the infrastructure.
It would.
Do you, either of you have wine on you?
Wine?
Wine? I probably
I'm sure you do.
So.
Everybody has wine.
I have wine.
Okay.
But he's big. How are you going to feed it?
He gestures to the goblets. Anybody that you saw. There's a set of four of them.
Vassal, retrieve three of the goblets.
For wine.
Vassal.
Yeah, go get
it.
Alright,
I'll do it!
Okay, so you pick up these three very beautiful, very expensive wine glasses.
Can you do an occult roll?
Occult? That's not.
Vassals, whatever. Take these glasses and find the occultists down below the hill.
But what I
can. And get them to swear an allegiance to me and drink a toast.
Okay.
What I can do is do detect magic.
They're just normal. They're really artistically made elven goblets.
They're pretty.
They're very pretty. They have moonstones in them.
Okay, we can probably do that.
We should go.
Yeah, we should do that.
I could be a leader of a dragon cult.
And he basically, he gestures to dismiss you guys as he's counting the rest of Tilda's coins.
We'll get them back.
If you do well, I shall reward you both with coins.
298 gold pieces?
And you just see him snort his nose and a hint of green vapor comes out of each one.
I'm going!
Okay, so Tilda and Sultan, what do you guys do?
We're gonna go...
To the cult leaders.
Well, no, first we gotta go check on our friends.
Well, I mean, but he's gonna know... He has great eyesight and he's at the tallest point in the
town.
Well, he's in the tower and you see he's playing with your shiny coin, too.
Yeah.
He's liking that shiny coin.
Okay, so let's go down and say, yo, cultists!
Where are you at, my homies?
I can just get away from him.
We are going to build this town back up.
You will not be a vassal to this corrupt creature forever.
Thank you!
I don't know. The two of them are kind of corrupt as it is.
I know.
You will be a vassal.
Yeah, easily, but there's a difference between having to serve this monster and serving myself.
I mean, we could really build a really good infrastructure. I mean, a cult. I mean,
we could shoot off the top.
You could, yeah.
Galen gets her town back. She just has to serve a dragon.
And imagine
the dragon.
But imagine
we come back in five levels, and they have a city. We have a city management conversation.
We could definitely sell this town. Imagine there's orc raids. Where's the one town orcs aren't gonna raid? The town with the freaking dragon.
I think it's best to send them to Wave Echo Cavern for the time being and clear out the spider for us.
So where are you guys going?
We don't know where the cultists are.
Uh-huh. You don't know where your group is either.
No, let's start heading straight
down. I'm going to
shout. We're watching them.
So you go this way, this way.
Let's go away from the dragon.
I'm going to shout.
You're going this way?
Yeah. Well,
are they going to be within earshot of us? Or is it where
you hear them yelling, yo, cultist!
I'm going to shout in Draconic.
Give me a perception and see if you do, because You guys are all huddled in there, kind of licking your wounds.
Ew. I didn't perceive nothing. I'm going to shout.
Oh, yeah, we got a... Everybody got a small rest at this point, right? We can take a...
19.
Yep.
So, yeah, take a short rest and get your...
We didn't.
And you talk about stupidly daring.
I know.
It was stupid.
We could really build this town. Yeah. I mean...
Your short rest didn't
I'm
give,
not
give
in
you
the
enough
service
rest.
Of a dragon.
A dragon
evil
that protects
dragon.
The people. I'm imagining a
think
kiss.
Think of this dragon as a necessary evil.
Yeah, like kings. You know, why did kings start out? Because people hired people to protect them. We could really...
It's weird, because I have 1d10 hit dice now and a bunch of d8s.
I mean, you know, 100 years ago, this whole place was raided by orcs.
So,
Jocelyn,
what did you get for your perception?
No, this place
I
was
a 19.
You actually hear Tilda going, "Hey, Goldust! Hey, Goldust!"
I'm going to shout in draconic.
Yeah, I got 17 too.
Yeah.
Because
okay,
if
so
cultists
well.
Would speak draconic, if dragon cultists,
hey.
Dragon cultists, if they're good cultists, would speak draconic. So I'm going to
we
shout.
We speak for Venom Thing!
I'm going to shout in draconic.
The mighty went Venom Thing!
Yes.
I didn't hear
okay.
It.
I'm going to shout in draconic. We are vassals of the mighty worm Venom Thing. Present yourselves.
Oh, good job.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. So, what do you guys do?
I will hobble a bit. I
but
will go forth
the
to see what in heaven's name Tilda and Salted are doing, and I will let our companions know.
Oh, that was just out for size reference for you guys.
Apparently,
this is
they're
what
looking
should
for
be
cultists.
Hang on. You should be going after dragon wormling.
See? Worm. It's a worm.
You call him the dragon a baby?
I'm having a great
no,
time.
Wormling is a baby.
I'm having a great time.
I'm not.
Okay.
Lost, oh my god.
Well, when this town is a trade center, I mean, we can skim off the top.
Yeah. So, as you know, you guys, basically, as you guys are coming out, you see
time.
Them coming, walking around the culture, you know, corner screaming, "Hey, cultists!"
And I'm shouting something
hey,
in a weird language.
Guys.
And you both of you hear someone whispering, "Psst."
That doesn't sound good, does it? No.
I'm going to walk
like
I
have a choice.
Towards there. And
I don't want to worry about it. You have
the,
a giant dragon who will kick their ass.
In the dying light of the day, I'm going to use presentation to make myself, shine.
Ooh.
That's cool.
You were made
flame.
For this.
I am
of
like...
Of doesn't sound good. How do you think we got people to serve
he's
us?
This is Chancellor! Chancellor of the Great Worm!
And this is Prime Minister of Foreign Affairs.
That's lovely.
And one gentleman, by the way, they all look like that.
Let me see.
Nice hat.
Yeah, that's actually a really...
See, they get them at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, sweet ass hat.
Yeah.
Charming.
Leather made masks make them look like dragons, all in ashy colored gear. And one of them steps
wrong
forward
colors.
Just out
they had to been watching
into
to
light
after.
Of one of the guys who has a little lantern behind him and goes, "I am Favric. I am leader of this cult. I am here to become a worshipper of the great green dragon we have seen flying about.
His name is Venom Thing. Don't forget it.
And the dragon..."
And as soon as you say that, he kind of turns around all important looking like to his guys and says, "Venom Thing, kneel! And say thanks to Venom Fang." And you see the four other guys behind just drop to their knee and go,
and
"Venom Fang,
the dragon
Venom Fang.
Will accept your worship. But he is tired of you wasting his time by giving him gifts. He wants a swearing of fealty.
He wants you to drink to him.
He
drink and swear your service."
Okay, he takes one of the goblets and he goes, "I shall be the head cult leader of Venom Fang's cult here."
That guy's dying first.
Don't be so presumptuous.
And he says, "Chant, you chattel." And you
head leader, have you seen his brilliance for yourself? Have you even spoken a word to him?
"I shall shortly bask.
You call yourself leader.
The power and glory that is Venom Fang. I drink
rather corrupted.
To be one of his cultists."
Then know that that your power comes from him.
"As all true power does from the hearts of dragons." And he douses the drink in one swig.
Let your heart be kindled by dragon fire. I'm really good at this job.
And he looks at you. Wow. And he actually kind of was really impressed with that. And kind of drops to a half knee.
So says the Chancellor.
Yes, Chancellor.
So say we all.
And he turns around and has him change the chant to "So say we all, so say we all."
I think we have two separate plot lines. Now.
We must find Earth. No.
may I follow you back to see Venom Fang in person?
You know, he never gave permission for them to do it, but should we?
Why not?
My eyes have already gazed upon his Dragon Fang's beautiful scales. And strength and power.
Well, I assume he wanted us to vassalize.
Okay, fine, come on.
Yeah, let's go.
Stay behind, the rest of you, for I and I alone can see Dragon Fang.
But he always make a good snack, if nothing else.
And you see him gather his robes, and he is very, very respectful to both of you, especially you with your lion sultan there.
I am really good at it. I think
you're really good.
This is a great career.
What do you think your god is going to feel about your, you know, new allegiance to a dragon?
Dragons don't.
I'm gonna let Fabric.
Here's an interesting little point.
They're the birth of knowledge, though.
Yeah, if he's worshiping the god of knowledge, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, dragons know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't get your spells from.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. I'm gonna let Fabric follow Solitan, and I'm gonna pick his pockets.
Okay. With advantage.
We showed him.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, he should
be. Okay, is a unnatural 20.
You can reroll that one.
Oh, that's true. Okay, a 20, a natural 22.
You slip something out of his robes, and he doesn't even know it.
What is it?
It's a purse that contains
298
gold.
It's a notebook, and it says, Mrs. Dragon Fang.
It's Venom Fang.
Mrs. Fabric Dragon Fang.
Fang Venom Fang.
Mrs. Fabric, I don't know my last name, Venom Fang.
It is a bag. The purse feels like it's heavy with gold until you feel it. But inside, it's got a solid item that's very heavy, like gold.
Gem?
And
like
possibly, it feels like something that's the weight of gold or lead.
It's a big fetus.
Weight. And something metal clinking inside with it. Like it feels almost like a key. Do you open it while you're walking?
That'd be kind of awkward.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold on to it.
Okay. So write down statue and
Can I get inspiration for this? Because come
yes,
on.
Yes, you can. You're going gangbusters here.
So as these guys walk past us.
Okay. You guys, all of a sudden, they come out and you guys basically run into each other.
So I take my sack of 40 gold and toss it to you.
Do you have a minute?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a minute? Do you have a minute for our Lord and Savior Venom Fang?
He looks kind of confused and say, I didn't know the Lord Venom Fang had this many vassals already.
Yeah, well, you don't know everything. You just keep following the Chancellor.
Okay, and he's following behind you, so are you heading up?
Take it slow. I'll catch up.
Prime Minister, please deal with these.
I said, take it slow. I'll be right back.
Okay. As he's slowly walking up.
Okay, here's the stitch, guys. We had to swear vassal. Well, actually, we didn't swear, but he kind of automatically
said
we're vassals.
Okay,
we had to go get the cult guys to serve him, to swear. Okay, so he thinks that we're working for him right now.
Okay, and what kind of hierarchy are you posting here?
Really good ideas.
Well,
little one, can you get him out of
the dragon?
We're trying!
Three leaders.
Hey,
I'm just trying to get us out alive!
Coming down.
Okay.
My goal. I think.
Kind of like an oblarchy. Like, imagine a monarchy, and then below that, it's an oblarchy.
Okay.
And then maybe a little bit of a representative democracy.
What?
It sounds more like a pyramid.
A puppet democracy.
It's not a pyramid scheme. It's just
it's a trapezoid.
Did we pass by a ballista on the way? You said there was a
ballista. No. I was joking that if you guys wanted to really plan, you could have put a ballista there.
Look, I'm doing the best I can to get both of us out of here alive as well as you guys. So just hang out. Where can I find you after we get out of here?
The druid's hut?
Shelter?
Yes.
The druid's shelter. Place.
We're hanging out with
take them. It easy until we can figure out how to extricate us. You're alive. That's the most important thing.
Thank you, little one. Your efforts have not gone unnoticed.
We may have to just postpone your saving of the town for later. So we could just gotta live! I gotta go!
And then she goes trotting off, dashing under as her extra action.
Oh, this has gone rather badly.
That's my mess you've got to listen to!
I still feel good about my implications that he had, like, you know, rotting scale mane.
How dare you talk about Venom Fang like that?
You don't hear it.
Okay, so she's catching up just as you guys are getting into the cottage.
I'm going to slow down once I see her, too, of course.
Okay, you see her running as fast as she can, slightly out of breath by the time she gets up there.
How was correspondence?
It's like, they're fine. Everything's fine.
Holding on to one another's hands.
Trying to get away into the night. Okay, so how about 2 liters?
And I'm like,
a trapezoid.
It's hot in here.
Yep.
Okay, so like one person, two people, everyone else.
So you now have a purse full of 40 gold pieces. Are you hiding it or keeping it in the open?
Hello!
Okay.
Remember, they're highly perceptive.
Yeah, I'm keeping it behind me.
Okay, so it's out of sight.
It very, very well.
So I'm doing the best I can.
Give me a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
So use an advantage.
You don't have to give me this. I'll just give you advantage.
Because where am I getting... Oh, friggin' hell.
You think you did a really good job hiding it with your 2 and your 4.
Oh, you...
That's actually a 12.
Yeah,
that's actually a 12.
Okay,
she has a fanny pack.
No!
Okay, so Sultan, as you guys walk in there with this dragon cultist, what do you guys say?
So I'm going to go up and in Draconic. In Common, because we've been talking Common.
Okay.
I'm going to say, Lord, I bring you the dawning of a new era.
Oh, you're good.
I am glad you are so good.
Yeah,
for a guy with 0 bonus in charisma, you're pretty good.
Good at the dragon cult thing.
He's playing above his charisma level.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Bashir also.
You're a prime.
I am a banana.
Yeah, good dragon cultist.
The cultist looks at the dragon and instantly drops to his knees, doing full on, bow to the great Venom Fang.
This unworthy person goes by the name of
Steven.
Fabric. And along with his men, have agreed to swear their fealty to you. They drank to you as you requested, and he is here in response to,
per
person, whatever.
Okay, and he's still playing with that little glowing coin.
He likes his coin.
And he looks very amused at the both of you.
What is your opinion of this bag of flesh?
Well, he's a bit full of himself, in my opinion. Thinks he's better than the other three.
But he's
very loyal so far.
And he is quite able to tame his followers.
Yeah, and he seems really taken with you.
He's not going to keep an eye on stuff.
If you love Venom Fang so much, why don't you marry him?
And what gifts has he brought me?
And then also, with him bowing down like this, you can practically see his butt pucker.
He is a dragon, right?
Great Lord, we have brought you gifts. It is in the hovel that we were staying at. If you may, but give me leave, I will return with the treasures that we have brought for you. We have brought a chest that has 3 diamonds.
2 diamonds.
Each valued over 100 gold pieces. Well, those are back at the hovel. And we can also get you a statue of gold in the image of the dragon goddess Tiamat.
Can I roll religion to know who Tiamat is?
Oh, sure.
Wait, is it like this one? Because I just got this one.
Common knowledge, she's the multi-head. She's basically...
Chromatic
the,
dragon.
When the Io, the good god, died, he split into 2 halves. One was The good dragon, one is Tiamat. She's got multiple heads, all chromatic dragons. And she's the goddess of thievery and treachery.
Why aren't we worshipping the good dragon?
We should worship the good dragon.
You'd have to find metallic dragons for that kind of thing.
Oh.
And those guys usually don't want servants and slaves and cultists. They usually want people to go out and do good things.
Well,
you wouldn't want to hang out with any of those people, Salton.
They seem like assholes.
They might lock you up for just walking down the street and having a good day.
Oh, yeah, they're very picky.
Okay.
And my lord, he brings his willingness to serve.
Excellent.
His low self-esteem.
No, none really.
Well, in the face of a large scale being that could crush your head like a walking
large
like a great
scale. But in poaching.
Okay. He spends and has he drank the wine swearing upon the goblets?
Yes. He and three of his there were three of them right with him.
Yeah,
and the three guys with him did so as well.
And he just great and powerful, Venom Fang. I have a total of five, myself included, back at the hut. Only my strongest four fighters were seen by your vassals. I apologize for any deception, and yes...
Wait a minute! We told you to swear...
What? No, he's...
He didn't...
Yeah,
he's
the
telling
others
about
didn't
the extra,
swear.
No, he's telling about the others.
He's saying there are others.
Yeah, he's
others
basically giving his
see.
True numbers to the dragon. He didn't give it to you. There's one extra guy.
Hey, we
swore
this guy.
Upon the wine and the goblets that I will serve you to my last breath. And the dragon just looks down and goes,
very good. Those were magical goblets that if you break your vow that you have sworn, you will die.
But
they're
not magic.
But they're not magic. I didn't say it out loud.
Is that out of character?
That was out of character.
Okay. And you just see him cringe. Lord, my life is yours to take. My breath is yours to the end.
Every breath is yours.
How may we serve you? And you just noticed Venom Fang kind of like, he's like, I like this. He believes he's going to die if he breaks his vow.
Servants, bring the magic goblets back to my hoard.
I'm going to use Mage Hand. And prestation.
Oh,
it's all shiny.
Okay.
Put them
one
back.
At a time.
Accentuate the belief
and,
that they're magic.
And you just see him, his eyes glazing over at you as Venom Fang is like,
you
were. Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty bad.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
You
and me.
Yeah,
you and me going a long way there.
Yeah.
Your god's going to be possibly.
No. Leaves the party as a dragon.
No,
contest.
Because because my dragons.
Born for this role.
Dragons are the.
They're the pinnacle of magic.
They're the but they the knowledge that how could I pass up a chance to just to talk to them to
considering
learn?
Considering that you're chaotic evil.
Neutral.
Chaotic neutral.
Evil.
But this still works.
Yep.
He's on the edgy zone.
And
he's
all
on
of
the
a sudden,
edgy zone.
You see,
I'm in the danger zone where the dance becomes the line.
We're undercover, folks!
Venom Fang looks kind of quizzically rubbing its chin scales. And looks at the two of you and says,
my vassals. And
he kind of glares to see if the other guy moves, but he doesn't.
What work do you think this rabble should be put to?
I believe they should be put to rebuilding Thunderfoot and
Thunder Tree.
We shall name this place Thunderfoot.
For your feet cause thunder in the bravest of hearts.
Thunder Tree.
Thunder. I believe they should be put to rebuilding Thunder Tree and selling it as the image of the last safe bastion protected by your grace in this turbulent time.
Obviously you remembered my plan from before when we spoke. See to it that this rabble rebuild the eastern
part of town.
Kill you. You don't know any of this.
Hey,
I'm just
kind
of
shocked. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah. You pay like half your gold to him.
My goal is to get rid of the dragon.
That's a
long-term plan. Your goal is to restore Thunder Tree. Personal goal.
Yeah.
Get rid of the dragon.
Yeah. But when we were talking, Yeah, having both of us almost die didn't help, did it? You know what is helping us? Us. We are undercover.
We're the last thing between you and a total party kill.
Shut your file.
We are the last and only defense. We are the bastion of which the darkness breaks.
Hold the line!
Says the elven mage who's chaotic neutral.
There is no
the line kind of moves.
It's moved right
give a
now.
Little, take a little. Give a little, take a little.
So a moving line is still a line.
It's more of a skewro.
It's more of a guideline, really.
Right, it is
and he looks at you and says,
yes, put them to work. And I wish them to leave, to create an altar where they may leave gold for me. I shall collect 10 gold coins per 10 days.
So gold coin a day. See, that's a very responsible tax. That's actually reasonable. Very good. Very reasonable. And for that, you get the protection of the dragon. This is
who vomits forth toxic fumes.
It gives us
and
some protection.
Whenever it's wind yes. desires.
And when we level up, you can come back and kill it. But right now, let's just stay
venom.
Alive.
Venom. Well, no.
When your arrows do more than 10 points to a creature with 159 hit points.
Venom Fang. Venom Fang has your best interest in mind. Because think about this. If he protects
I need
the
a magic
town.
Weapon from the wave.
If he protects, whatever. If he yes. protects the town, then you can live in the town and prosper, which yeah. means you can give more money to him, and obviously he likes money.
And on top of that, they're going to start restoring the town for you.
Yes, yes. What, that voice crack, though. And, and, you know.
Thunder Tree filled
the more, the more people.
You can clean house.
It's going to be rebuilt, and it's going to be better than it was before. And you're just going to have to pay a gold a day,
corrupted.
Maybe an increase when there's more people.
Yes.
No, we're they pragmatic! There's a difference.
Okay, you know what? You guys can attack the dragon when you want.
Okay, and the dragon slides each of you guys 10 coins Whoa. And says,
make it so, but after you send the humans off to work, I wish for you to go out, and I will give you 4 10 days to go out and find me some more treasure.
Also, can you guys
okay.
say a
equal
week?
To the sum that you've already given me?
Yeah, 40 days.
Can we just say a week? Because you know,
four
10 days.
I mean,
that's 40 days.
It's 40 days.
Yeah, it's gonna take a while to get freaking 300 gold.
Or you could just not come back.
Yeah,
it's pretty small. It is pretty big.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I like the 40 days.
If we're running an infrastructure, we're going to need designated times. And 40 days.
Four 10 days.
Not going to help it. 4 weeks. That's I know. That's
okay.
14, 21,
four
28.
Weeks. How's that?
Well,
weeks.
You're shaving off 3 days.
I know.
For each
we
week.
Want 14 days.
In Forgotten Realms, it's a 10-day. It's basically week. It's 10
yeah,
days.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A
then
the
we
calendar
can say,
is an urn cycle.
We can say
10 days.
Weeks. We don't. You see, this
okay.
is this is what
weeks.
We got to do. We got to
okay.
build an infrastructure. And because once we get it, it's going to be too big to fail. It's just going to.
Then we find a good dragon, and we swap dragons, and nobody
yeah.
knows.
Ooh.
And then we get some green paint.
We'll just paint the nice dragon green.
Get a copper dragon and make him look kind of rusty.
Right,
or
the richer he got, the shinier.
Or, you know, people are scared. Yeah, I want protection, and I want a great town, but I'm scared of a green dragon. We paint Venom Frame.
I don't think you special, would appreciate that.
Especially when they hear about that tyrant, Lady Corlin, that runs that other
yes.
town.
Okay, do I want to be protected by the 5th level warrior that
okay.
has goblins as slaves?
I just want to stay alive and keep my friends alive.
Or the 8th level green dragon who just wants a gold a day.
And if I have to play a role
we'll
to
protect
get it,
you.
If I had to play a role to get it, I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
Also, notice if we hadn't done this, we'd be dead.
We'd be dead.
There
well,
is
I,
a we'd be dead.
I smell so, better than the
so
dragon.
So Sultan
though.
And Tilda, you get back with the group. What do you guys do?
Wait,
we tell
back
them
yet?
All about
yeah, you're,
what
basically
happened.
You guys are free to get back with the group.
Okay, we're gonna tell them about
your cultists are scurrying off to, you know, go do the great works because now, of course, you know, he's okay. even more
look,
important because
look, Galen,
he returned from the dragon.
Also, I'm definitely gonna make sure that the cultists know my presence, so I'm gonna do checkups on them. Look, Galen,
so
you're
committed.
Not gonna be happy about
we
this.
We were ridiculous.
Okay, wait, yeah. sit down. Back down. Do you want some? Do you want have some water?
Have some wine. You're
sure.
not gonna like this now.
Have some wine.
We had to meet. We had, you know.
Wait, no, okay, let me. How would you feel to live in a great town, you pay a gold a day, and you're protected?
I will not
now
live
imagine,
under the rule
imagine,
of a dragon.
Imagine if that protector was a mighty dragon.
I will not
See,
live under the rule of a dragon.
Okay, look. We had to
well,
say...
what's your alternate plan?
we had to say... One day we'll return and...
Okay, let me talk! Brit!
She's the second in command in a cult.
Okay. Yes,
demands
yes. yes, Prime Minister.
Okay. We had to agree to certain things in order to keep everybody alive. Okay. We've got 40 days. Otherwise, he's going to be looking for us. He wants us to come back, and he wants, ineffectually, another equivalent to 298 gold within 40 days. Otherwise, he's going
to
kill us. Okay, well, more particularly
he'll have to
me
find
and him.
To kill
okay.
him.
Yeah, so we had to agree to help him restore this town and put up an infrastructure and all sorts of other stuff, okay? And get the cultists to work for him, but it's just until we can make other arrangements, perhaps, I don't know, get another help to kill him,
what
okay?
What
a small army.
Well,
I'm
thinking
walking
that
up, walking up to the
army.
Tower was probably one of the worst tactics you could have.
Yeah, so forgive us if we had to do some bad stuff. In order to do this.
Was this the one you picked up there?
And you know what? After a couple...
No,
you know
that's yours. That's
yours.
Oh, you're going to put it away?
Yes.
After a couple of years, you're going to really be thankful. You're going to want that protection. You know, sure, when
okay,
you're...
Okay, he may have drank the Kool-Aid.
Sure, when... you're, sure,
nothing.
When you're younger, you want to be free. You don't want a dragon overlord. But when you get... You want that security.
Okay.
You're just
thank
not
you.
Going to get it anywhere else.
Okay.
But...
You want to hold on to it?
We bought us
yeah,
some
okay.
time, and that's the most important thing.
And
everybody
zero
lived.
For you.
Also,
thanks.
We need to build an infrastructure and get 258 or whatever gold.
298 gold within
in
40
days.
I think that
and that's not including
that
the building.
Quite well.
That's not including building the infrastructure.
Okay. So you guys are all set up as a group to head back to White Phandalin? Or
yeah.
What's your guys' the goal?
Cave.
You're going
to
go to Wave
Echo?
We've
got to go get Gungeon before we can go to Wave
okay.
Echo Cave.
We have to get money, and then we have to build up an infrastructure.
Well, we
here.
Did hear about loot and the 10% out of the cave he offered.
Yeah,
right.
That's a great way.
So we have to start there.
So
killing some more goblins. Listeners
at home, just remember, a vote for Venom Fang is a vote for change.
And that's a great place to
stop. And that's a fantastic place to stop there.
Alexander, you're on fire.
Oh, my heavens. That's delightful.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.